views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Ooh,
good afternoon, everyone, here on this, a beautiful Sunday. I saw the same blue skies that you saw. There was a bit of scattered showers, but only to bless us, it's moderately cool. And I am very excited to be here today as we are now embarking on 3 more weeks before General Election 2026. Many of you have gone to church of our Lord and Savior. You have beckoned unto Him to give you the victory on May 12th, 2026. And let me just say to you, as for me and my house, we have asked good Lord Jesus to save our souls. We want to be in that kingdom. No matter what bestows us here on this side, if the other side does exist amongst the billions of square miles of nothingness, we want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Today, I want to share with you a show that I titled. I want to get back to the up the creek and, you know, talk about those particular analogies. But, you know, in the spirit of election, I got to remain true to you and allow that burden that lies on your chest to be exercised so that you can have the peace that you can lay down at night knowing that it will be well with your soul. You know, last night as I was laying in my bed in the St. James constituency, there was a party on the street behind me. There was a party next door to me. And then around 1 o'clock in the morning, I heard, "Is it well? Is it well? Is it well?" And the people said, "Yes, it is well." Now, then when they said that, I knew that Owen Wells was next door. Now, I could have either gotten up and gone outside and see Mr. Wells if I wanted to, or I could remain in my comfortable bed and say, "You know what? Mr. Wells is next door. They're having a great time. 1 o'clock in the morning," which I did stay in my bed, by the way. And I found out first thing this morning that my name was called for and they wanted to know if I was well. And, you know, it is well. With God's Melrose, I just want you to know it as well. But listen, man. We're going to have a great show today. I want to speak about Spirit of Judas. Spirit of Judas. Yes, we're going to have a political conversation. I just spoke with our last show host, Miss Hannah, your lane. And she said, "What are you talking about today?" I said, "Spirit of Judas." She said, "Is that going to be somewhat political?" I said, "Absolutely." And I got to tie this thing together today to let you know that the 30 pieces of silver is real. But before we get to all of that, I have to throw those numbers out to you. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, toll free here in Nassau, 300-5720, or you may simply text me, at 422-4796. Now, on this past Thursday, I kind of subtly opened the lines to you. I did that intentionally. And I listened to your remarks on Thursday. It was a casual conversation. I didn't have any real destination to the show other than to see how you felt emotionally. I do believe that I was doing my endeavor best to allow you to express yourself without judgment. I tried to. There were some people who were extremely ridiculous. But I didn't want to call them out on that. I simply just said, you know, I'll disconnect you and move the conversation on. There were others of you that were very well intentioned in your remarks. And I understood that you had a personal bias, not a bias of just this election of General 2026. But this has been your lifelong objection to be a PLP, to be an FNM, or to be someone who just simply wants to upset the apple cart. So I allowed that to also take place. But I also heard of a particular caller that was somewhat in the middle and looking for a reason to vote for a particular entity, but every time they wanted to vote for that person, they figured, you know, I want to pull back and maybe I need to reconsider because I don't like what they just did. This has been occurring in conversations throughout most households here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and even those of you in university and college, but Bahamian people reside in other countries, domiciles, you are now contemplating general election 2026. I'm sitting here today by myself because I want to have this conversation with you, and I want to get to the bottom of this because I have some disturbing emotions myself. I have some imbalances in my understanding myself, even though I have already made up my mind who I'm voting for in St. James. I'm quite sure I know who I'm voting for. And it has everything to do with the person that I'm voting for because that person has proven to me to be a, and I'm going to say it to you because there's two males that I know of and one female, but the man of his word. The female who I understand is supposed to be in my neighborhood. I've not yet met her or seen her or heard her platform as yet. So it would be unfair for me to say that I am obligated to her, but I do understand that from the two that I do know personally, there is one that I am certain of at this particular moment that I and my house that we are going to support. And that person has been consistent. That person has been involved. That person has been encouraging. That person has been, I mean, just a super individual from everyone that I've met who says, you know what, I'm impressed with this particular person. So I feel confident that my vote will lie with that person. You may have the same feeling about someone in your community or your constituency based on party loyalty or based on just a simple conversation that you've had or maybe just on a networking understanding or just maybe on a supportive level. You have decided who you're going to vote for. But I do want to remind us all that the one spirit that we need to be very careful of in this upcoming election that should define us as a people of ambition, a people of purpose, a people that is moving forward, upward, and onward together, we have to be careful of the spirit of Judas. This is Remark. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM here on Sunday. Call your family. Call your friends. Call your loved ones. Let them know right now. Turn their radios on. Turn your TVs on. It's Remark time. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We will get to the bottom of this and end at 6:30, so we don't have much time. I need you here with me. I'll be right back after this break.
We came to celebrate IT.
Celebrate IT.
Send three money transfers for a chance to win indeed.
Celebrate IT.
Life is good, so we say la vie.
Bon.
No la parfait, Monty garçon.
Celebrate IT.
With GK Money Services.
Send three.
With GK Money and Western Union.
For a chance to win.
To send free.
For the rest of the year.
Three lucky customers will win.
Follow us at GKMSBAH.
For more details.
Promotion ends May 18th.
Western Union.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Monday, April 20th. Join us as we ride the wave with Brave. This Monday at 7:30 p.m., the Progressive Liberal Party brings the Rally for Progress to the Bahamas Beach Soccer Stadium next to P.I. Bridge. Hear from our leader, Brave Davis, Deputy Leader Chester Cooper, and the full team. Be there on Monday and choose progress.
The PLP is ready. PLPs! God bless the PLP, and God bless the Commonwealth of Bahamas.
Monday, April 20th.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to talkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We will live together until the 12th of November. Our voices will ring forever as one.
And the 12th of never. It's on its way. May 12th, 2026, the 12th of never. Our hearts will beat as one because no matter how you vote, at the end of the day, it will be one Commonwealth of the Bahamas as we march forward as the great nation that we are. Today we speak about the spirit of Judas. And I threw those numbers out there to you just a while ago. And as I launch this program, I will take calls in just a few minutes. I see you on the lines. And I just want to just refresh you, the biblical scholars, theologians, those of you who are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, to fully comprehend the whole conversation that we just had in the time of Lent. We just talked about the betrayal and the judgment and the crucifixion and the resurrection of one called Jesus Christ. So I want to tie all this in now, post-Lent, as we go into this general election. And I want to focus on ones whose name I've not heard on this station at this particular time. And that person is the person of Judas. Judas Iscariot. You see, Judas originates from the Greek word lodus. That's the Greek word. Now, for those of you who have gone further and you have delved into the Hebrew scriptures, the name would then be called Yehuda. Okay, you heard Yehuda. That is like Jah, like Jehovah Yehuda, which means to be praised, which means to be the praised one, which means to be let God be praised. But you know, when we get this person from the land of Kerioth, which is where the Iscariot comes from, and we put Judas Iscariot, the man from Kerioth, who is now the praised one, he is supposed to be the prize. He's supposed to be the one who we can look forward to be devoted, to be loyal, to be blessed He is the one who men will look to and lift up as the great one. This is who Jesus chose to follow him. See, you got to go deep into this thing. And I've not done this on radio before because I try to be as humble as I could. Because I got to be honest with y'all. I see so many of y'all so-called pastors and bishops and theologians and right reverend doctor. Y'all full of crap. I know y'all don't know your scripture. But the benefits of being a man or woman of God, y'all got to grab onto them benefits the same way the preachers and those politicians have to grab onto the benefits. That's what you do. That's what you do. It's beneficial to be one of those. But when we get down to the root conversation of the scripture, how many people amongst us that we look at as the praised ones, the ones that we esteem and we lift up and we want to push forward as those who we follow as disciples? Judas was one who had that ability. Yet today in 2026, nobody in the Bahamas calls their child Judas. Nobody. Now, I had a very good friend of mine, and I can talk a little bit of my business, in St. Augustine's College. Not St. Augustine's College, just St. Augustine's College. Class of 86. One of the most beautiful girls in the whole school. And Jude. You all go call Jude. She's a nurse now. Go call Jude. Jude is one of the most beautiful girls in the school. And the name Jude, as we also saw in the New Testament, the book of Jude, comes from the same base meaning of Judas. That it means traitor or treacherous, but it simply means one that is worthy of praise. Can I just say that? But in this particular person and example, as one who we're going to look to as the one to be praised, this is the very same one who will betray you, not my friend Jude from St. Augustine's College. Now, don't get me mixed up. I'm talking about the one in the scripture that betrayed Jesus, who today in 2026 is known to be the traitor. Huh? The same way Julius Caesar was also betrayed by his best friend. Come on, talk to me. I'm preaching today. I just want to lay the foundation. The spirit of Judas is a spirit that when you look to that aspiring PLP, F&M, COI representative, everything looks good about them. They look humble. They look meek. They look kind. Huh? They look loving. They look joyful. They look all these great fruits of the spirit. But in their heart, they only await a moment of 30 pieces of silver and bush crack. Man gone. And you will see them hanging from the tree. And your Messiah will be hanging from a cross. Call of your life. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Remark, God throws power of your life.
Hey, Brother God.
Hey, my brother. I'm preaching. I'm sorry, but I got to preach.
Not a problem.
Yes, sir.
When you look at what you're making and making sense, you see, God chose Judas. Judas had a role to play. And that role he played, he was betrayed to Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
There are many individuals today have a role to play. The poison Judas is dead, but the spirit still lives. Why the spirit still lives? Because if the spirit is the work of Satan.
Okay.
And that same spirit is in our world today. That we see men in the churches, house of assembly, in the school, wherever the human family is. And they have a role to play, and their role will be so long. Maybe sometimes God gives you the sensibility to see who this person is. But you allow this person to run on and go, and you still treat that person with love. That's like Jesus did. Jesus still showed Judas love. In the midst of all that, knowing that what he, that's why he said, my hour's come. Whatever you have to do, do it now. Do it now. But they all was amazed because they all said, well, what are you talking about? And they began to ask him questions. So it's the same thing. You get many people in parties and things like that. They are there only waiting to betray their leaders or one another for this 30 pieces of silver.
Mm.
They are waiting maybe to go on the other side to be betrayed or inside the church. They're ready to betray the pastor to get that position. So it is very alive. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But you gotta, sometimes people believe you're foolish, you know. You don't know what's going on. You just watch them playing their game and stuff like that.
Game.
And the time will come when they can't go no further and they have to do what they have to do.
Okay.
My last point is, just like you say, in Elizabeth, four women up here.
Right? How much?
Four.
Y'all got four women? Who is the four women?
Four or three. I think it's Miss Dorset, Miss Colby, and Miss Hunt.
Uh-huh.
I think they had a independent woman, I believe so. But okay. Anyway, I already know.
Ain't no man up there.
No man. The man will get up here, the man gone. but I already got to know who I will support.
Okay.
I have seen person. How this person has worked.
Has the person been consistent?
The person not being consistent?
Has the person shown a genuine spirit?
In my view, yes.
Has the person satisfied the thought that, you know what, if I was to vote for them again, more than likely they will continue?
In my view, yes.
So who could blame you for voting for that?
I don't know why people just make a big issue out of it.
This is what we're going to talk about today.
Don't blame me. That's what I see. What I see is what I see. Blind, bad team and say, I was blind, now I can see. Don't tell me what I can't see.
Well, I appreciate your call, man, and that's just something that people just need to understand. This is what I've been preaching for the last 4 years, that you got to base your decision based on what you know to be true. Stop telling lies. Stop believing lies. Stop perpetuating lies. Stop trying to encourage lies. When you see someone coming to you with nothing, huh? And promising you something. I had a conversation with a friend of mine at a Bamboo Town before I got here. They should be listening right now. I said to the person, you promising me, what the hell are you promising me and you haven't given me anything as yet? You got to give me something. If you promise to give yourself in devotion to God, he requires a sacrifice. He says, Abraham, I want you to take your son. I want you to go to the mountain. I want you to go and build an altar. I want you to go and put the wood on the altar. And then Abraham says to God, I see the altar. I see the wood. I got the fire. But where is the what? Sacrifice. We got so many people here in the Bahamas running in this next general election. You didn't bring the altar. You didn't bring the wood. You got some fire, but you ain't got no sacrifice. If you ain't got no sacrifice, how are you going to please the Almighty God? How are you going to please those people who are observing and watching you to say that you will surely live according to a promise? The promise is, from the foundation of the world, that you and I will be saved. Now I ask you the question, how can you save me without the sacrifice? This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Remark. You got to join this conversation. Call your family, call your friends. I'm going to break down this PLB, F&M, COI thing, every other I, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family violence toll-free, 3005-720, or text at 422-4796. We'll be right back.
Every thought is a dream, rushing by in a stream, bringing life. Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We are back. We are back. This is Remark here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're just sharing some of your opinions. We're trying to bring some of the facts to the forefront. And, you know, we got to give respect to each of you that choose to call in, joining this conversation. My name is Garth Minard Roseboro. For those who are joining us for the first time, we do invite you to call in with us. Those numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 300-5720. Or you can text in at 422-4796. Spirit of Judas. Let me share with you what is so synonymous with the story found in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We call it the Synoptic Gospels. The person of Judas, when did you ever understand that Judas was following Jesus all this time? There was nothing special about Judas until later on in the story. Jesus called Peter and he called Mark and, you know, he called James and, you know, those sons of thunder. All these people had different Bartholomew and those. When did we ever know that Judas was there? Until the last hour. All of a sudden a question is asked on the table. One of you, with a statement, one of you will betray me. One of you. We know he had 12 disciples. And I recall the first time I heard this story when Jesus said, one of you will betray me. I was a little boy. I didn't even really know what betrayal actually meant, but I knew coming from Jesus, it didn't sound too good because the title of that particular excerpt was The Last Supper. I said, good God, something bad about to happen. I was a child and I knew this. And Jesus said at the table, he then wrought all these miracles, feed 5,000, calm the hurricane, turn water into wine, heal the leper, heal the blind, heal the deaf, heal the dumb, raise Jairus' daughter, raise Lazarus. He do all these things. Miracle worker. Even bring the dead back to life, the scripture says. And he's sitting at the table eating food, like how we Bahamians like to eat food. And he says, as he's eating, my God, one of you can betray me. As an older man now, I am 57 this year. That's like you're sitting down at a table with your wife. And Chris, I know you ain't got no wife, but you know he's a handsome fellow. He's my friend's son. But I can tell you this, Chris. It's like sitting at the table, and while you're eating, your wife saying, I know you're cheating on me. Oh, well, no, Jesus Christ. Where'd I come from? Where'd I come from? What do you mean, you know, I'm cheating on you? I mean, it almost sounded like you got some proof. And if you ever cheated before, even if it was 8 years ago, you realize that now she got some evidence that you probably is a man who cheated before. You got to figure out, well, what you talking about, woman? Even though you know in your mind, in your heart, you cheated before, you got to try to build up the courage to say, what you talking about, Willis? Just like in different shows, what you talking about, Willis? Huh? You know you're wrong. One of you going to betray me. Oh, here with the one who built up the courage can say, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? Jesus said, man, you know what time it is. Go about your father's business. Go do what you got to go do. You then cut the deal. 30 pieces of silver, go do what you got to do. Judas shows up at the end of the story. For 4 years, we ain't see Judas. 4.5 years, we ain't see Judas. But in the last hour, Judas just showing up, trying to give a little something, give a little shirt, give a little cap, give a little flag. Huh? Give you a little Guinness, he say, Chris, good Guinness, collect. You want a story? What you want, chicken? What you want, little $50, come walk with me? At the last hour, that's Judas. You know if Judas just reached after all this time, Judas got to go by the father's business. Call it your life. Go ahead, call it. Hey, man, I talking too much? I talking too much?
No, man. You're talking, you're making plenty of sense tonight.
Okay.
You're speaking about Judas.
Yes, sir.
I heard some Judas voices on Thursday.
No, you're getting really political now. You're getting really political. You ain't heard before that either?
I talked to some of them. They come and hit me. And I said, what you did in it, baby? How you get there? Man, almost shingling half of my whole roof. But as soon as I done finished, then I can't do nothing. Now I got to go with the man. The man done finish half of the roof.
Okay.
I got to stick with this red shirt and tell the roof finish.
Oh, you got to stick with the red shirt till the roof finish. Now, when the roof finish, what you going to do?
That's a sign of a Judas.
Or use Judas. You can switch.
No. I said the man tell me he, the man, and do his roof. He's shingling now.
Okay.
And then he can do his thing.
No, I want you break. I want to hear you clear as day, man. I'm trying to get the spirit of transparency here. The man roof getting shingled. The man is a PLB after him or COI.
I always knew him to support the PLV.
Okay, but the F with him shingling the roof.
Yeah.
So the F with him shingling the roof, so he wearing the red shirt while the man shingling the roof.
And he been with the man when the man being again nominated.
And he been with the man getting nominated because he getting his roof shingled.
What you dealing with.
So, okay, so when he go into the voter's booth, what you think going to happen?
Well, I can see what's going to happen by time is the advance poll. I can see what he could be wearing by then.
Now, let me ask a question. Let's be fair. If his party ain't shingled the roof, and the red man come shingle the roof, the man do something for him. You might always say, hold on now.
Go ahead.
From nothing, leave nothing. You got to bring something if you want to be with me,
yeah.
And the red man bring it first.
Yeah.
You really expect that man to say, I can be a sucker, and I can take the roof thing, but I still ain't going to vote for you?
Boy, God, if I, you know, I was a betting man.
I listen in.
I'll take that chance that fella family won't support the red shirt.
Well, then he's a sucker then.
I tell you, you're talking about Judas.
Yeah, but I'm trying to show you something. Because I'm trying to say to you, okay, watch this. I got a good friend, Mr. Roll. Right now, he's an independent candidate in Barrie Island. So y'all go do your search and find out which role I'm talking about. I know what you're talking about. I know his voice name, Mr. Roll. Mr. Roll said, God, right? When I was running in Angleston, he said, man, I bring more case of meat from Phil's food service every Sunday. I used to pile the meat up on a trolley and bring it to this family. And all Mama used to say was, ah, that's my boy. That's my boy. Oh, yeah, you got 18 votes in this house, and all of them belongs to you. He said when he looked at election day for them 18 people, he see the churn and everybody else on top of the truck for the PLP. They're saying, PLP, all the way. I just saying to you, and guess what? I found out who the family was, because when I thought about the 18 people, and I thought about the mama, and I said, you know what? When I was in high school, I said, well, date that same girl. Then I knew who he was talking about. And he said, how you know them so? I said, everything cool. But you got to know that in this political season,
God,
the spirit of Judas exists. I just want you to know.
But God, this one be the first time we have Judas, you know. When I had my sight, I watched a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Went in, I don't know how he do it.
Yeah.
He went into a vote with a PLB shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And come over to heaven and shirt on.
Somebody slide him something.
No, he had on the F&M shirt under the PLB shirt. He take off his PLB shirt, must he throw it right on the desk in there, or then come over the F&M shirt on.
So he gone with the PLB money and come over the F&M shirt.
He gone in with the PLB shirt. God, this is a true story.
What are you trying to say?
The PLB shirt on, the F&M shirt on, under the PLB shirt.
So he's
and
a chameleon.
He take off the PLB shirt, must hit the booth, and he done vote.
Okay. So this is what I want to know, Julian. This is what I want to know. Because I watching...
I thank God for Judas, you know.
Yeah.
I thank God for Judas in the Bible. Because if it wasn't for Judas, we wouldn't have a resurrection.
Ah.
I thank God for Judas.
So let me ask you a question then. I got to ask you this question, people. And I watching this election. See, y'all don't like me. I know plenty of people don't, but I can tell you one thing. I swear, listen to me.
I love you, God.
I travel throughout this country, and I just want to give respect to all the people who say to me, because you know I be dressed shabby. You know I like to dress in old clothes. Chris, you said I got on today, I got on my work boots, my work pants, but I got on this nice shirt to make it look like I'm decent. But I like to work. Yesterday I was dressed like a king. They said, mister, you dress nice, eh? Man, you're a sharp fella. But I can't dress nice all the time because I like to work. But the people say to me, mister, I know that voice from anywhere. You's God. And I said, that's my brother. They said, no, that's you. The women in the food store say, God, that got to be you. And we love you. So for those who love God, Maynard Roseboro, I accept all your love. I appreciate you. I got plenty of haters. But the love that I get, I want the world to know that the people who love me is the best. Huh?
You know we love you up in Bamboo.
Yeah, man, they love me. Bamboo Town tell me they'll never...
Let me say this before you cut me.
Okay, go ahead. I ain't cutting you.
You can't promise you nothing. That the minute you promise you something, you can do something for you or something can happen, keep your eye up, go do that, because you ain't stopping there left in it.
Well, you know, when you do something for me, I can do something for you. You know how I go. I just reciprocate. I ain't no sucker.
Well, they say you scratch my back, I scratch your back.
That's what I just do.
Everybody back and scratch.
That's what I just do. I talking behemoth now. But I saying this to you, my brother, Julian. Listen to me carefully, man.
Yeah.
When I ran in Bamboo Town, I hear people trying to laugh at me. Oh, they ain't going to vote for God. God, you only get 30 votes. God, you only get 80 votes. Okay, no problem. They don't understand. I had a conversation with my friends, you know, and I want to give a shout out to Big Al and the family right there through Bamboo Town, Porky's gas station corner, my area there. They said, God, we love you so much, we'll never vote for you. I said, what you talking about? They said, we vote for you and put you in parliament, you can't sleep because... We can bother you all day and all night. We ain't want that for you. Whoever run in Bamboo Town, you got to take punishment because we can need some things. You call Muff Roll right now, man. Muff can tell you we need that road paved right in front of his house. And if God don't pave, they can be mad with me. And we've been friends all our life. Yeah. So they tell me wherever you run, don't run in Bamboo Town. You got to run somewhere else. We all us coming to support you. So I can respect that. That's why I tell you I don't mind losing in Bamboo Town because Bamboo Town is my people. They don't understand that, they don't understand that. But I can say this to you. Plenty suckers in Bamboo Town. Bamboo Town will walk with you in red shirt. And on election day, they'll vote PLP. They'll walk with you with PLP shirt on. And election day, they have red shirt on. Talk to me.
Let me tell you this little joke before I go.
You think Bamboo Town is easy?
We talking all year. We talking. One is COI, one is F&M, I is PLP.
Yeah.
I notice now they start to get a little poisoner.
Very personal.
So, I had to do a little research on them. So the next time they try, they know what it is. The next time they try to get poisoned on me, I'll speak with the trucks. That's all I can say on that.
Well, I appreciate you calling, my brother.
Peaceful election.
Yeah.
Peaceful election, God. In 2017, when the FNM won.
Yeah.
I went, the election was on a Thursday. I went to work that Friday morning in my coat suit. I know what I was hired to do.
Yeah.
I give them their keys. I give them their phone. I give them their everything. That Monday morning, I went to work and made the keys. I know what my job was.
You know what?
I know what I was hired to do. Anybody had to tell me what
and listen here. Listen here. If you pay me to do something, I got to do my job. That's how I roll. It's called principle.
That's how it is.
That's how I roll. If I take your money, you got me.
If they clean on that property and put them dumpsters there and fill them dumpsters up and move them dumpsters, they get you.
Well, I ain't got no dumpster, and I ain't got the property fully clean yet.
But it's getting clean, though.
I ain't know about that. I just tell you what I ain't get. I ain't get nothing from nobody to say, nothing to say, but I just saying to you that that's the way it's supposed to work.
All right. But so that ain't the U.S.
Chilling. I just relaxing and chilling. I ain't mad at nobody.
I say that ain't the Judas you're talking about.
No. No, I just talking about commitment and service.
Yeah.
That's all I talking about. I appreciate you calling me, brother.
You saw the clips with the nomination day?
Yeah, I see little things going wrong.
You see 2,500 to 53?
Explain that.
Then I saw the whole of the executive team from Rambert Wells. When they come shaking my hand and talking to me, God, tears come to my eye. I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, that's another conversation for another day again. Because, you know, I went to school, Aaron Bailey, class 87, with Rambert Wells. You know this, right?
And so God, Rosebar.
Listen to me.
I was in Aaron Bailey with Rambert. Rambert Wells was the only person, and I can say this on national radio, Rambert Wells was the only person that Aaron Bailey could have beat me running.
Well, I ain't nobody in Aaron Bailey. Nobody in Aaron Bailey could have beat me running my mouth, though.
But I'm saying. So one Miller Rose was higher than you. Ahead of you.
You know who higher than all of y'all? My daddy. My daddy was Solomon Ward, the biology teacher.
Who?
Mr. Ward.
You know Miss Ferguson.
I say you had Mr.
Ferguson, who used to be in the office with Miss Butler.
Yeah.
That's my aunt. She grew me up.
Okay.
That's my uncle, Leander, wife.
Well, you got some roots in there then. Because you had Mr.
Man, I didn't know it. Neville Wilson movie. Neville Wilson used
Jesus.
To come around and all smart.
Well, we can have a reunion later because I got to let these people have they say. But I appreciate your call, man. Listen to me. In this country, we all know that your mind made up. We all know that when people bring you that little thing and put it in your hand, that doesn't necessarily equate to commitment and full support. We all know that there were times when the numbers were so great, but when the results came in, it was so disappointing. The cockiness and the arrogance and the confidence that you have may simply be built upon quicksand. You got to be careful in this thing called Bahamian politics, man. Don't you ever feel joyful or full of joy until after all the results have come in. The spirit of Judas is alive and well in a place called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Take nothing for granted. Take no one for granted. Stay on the ground. Do your job. Do your best. Be humble. Be prayerful. Be consistent and pray and hope that on election day, whatever you have invested, the return on the investment is favorable. This is Remark here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Here on this Sunday, we'll be right back after this break.
The following is a paid political message.
Hey. find it here.
Vote for MacGyver.
She's here for you.
See everybody in Kalani. Change is here.
Hey,
hands in the air.
Hey,
see everybody in Kalani.
Vote for MacGyver. Oh.
She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pindart says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's a risk Bahamians can't afford. That's why the Prime Minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them. Paid for by the PLP.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Together.
And we are back. This is Remark here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm jamming today with none other than Chris Pettiman on the board. We're having a great time. And we threw the numbers out there, 3236232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 3005720. Or you can text in at 4224796. We have a number of texts here today. I'm just going to go ahead and read just two or three of them right now. Tell Julian that what they are doing with the PLP2, it wasn't completed. So we need you to fix that text for me and send that back, okay? Let me go ahead and read another text, if I may. Chronic idle callers should be fair and speak truth. PLP and FNM political parties have Judases. They too teensy. That idea of teensiness, I want to deal with that in just very short order. But it's still a good text. Amazingly, Julian doesn't know what he is. He is lying like he is like Lincoln Bean. When he sees this and that, yesterday I saw a nomination day, I saw a crowd of liars. Know when they are lying. BS artists don't know when they are lying because it has become so natural. My God, you people are texting some things here. Listen to me. I have sat in this space for possibly about 4 years consistently since the 2021 election. When I ran to involve myself in a process that I've never been in before to get a full understanding of what it means to start and to complete. There was a point where I too wanted to quit because I knew that if I was going in it to win it, there was no sign of victory. So I told the people who were following me that more than likely in the 2021 election, the people of the Bahamas are not going to choose the intelligent crew. They are going to choose the traditional parties of choice. I saw that. I recoiled when I saw a particular third party leader getting locked up on a continuous and a consistent basis. I said, Jesus, Lord, I ain't getting locked up. No, God was for don't want to get locked up. So him getting locked up, I said, go, you go, my brother. Get locked up and tell BMI people you love them, you believe in them. Get locked up. But I know one thing. Getting locked up, you ain't going to be no prime minister, not you. I can promise you that. So it don't make no sense. I get in lockup. So I let him get lockup, let him get popular, let him go front there, let him build a coalition type party, because my party came out 3 months before his party. Much of my platform, which was to rebuild the pillars of this country, and it's still online, was to do social reform and educational reform and immigration reform and economic reform. These were pillars that I had. I had people of the doctoral level who've been to university to invest in hours upon hours, hundreds and thousands of hours, to build these platforms in order to present it to the Bahamian people. But of course, it was all futile, because if you don't have the financial resources in order to act the Bahamian people, more than likely you're not going anywhere. So when you text me and say to me, oh, the PLP is teensy, oh, the FNM is teensy, when you tell me what the doggone COI is, y'all ain't got that. Oh, I almost cussed. Sorry, thank you, Jesus. Y'all ain't teensy? $100,000 a year ain't teensy? Aragonite money ain't teensy? Huh? That ain't teensiness? We need a fair share of pie? That ain't teensy? There's no Bahamian that I know about who ain't teensy, because we need these things. We ain't never had it before. We need these things. I grew up in a teensy nation. When you go to the house of God on a Sabbath day, seventh day, or even on a Sunday. Man, listen to me. I grew up as a Baptist. You can't tell me I'm a teensiness, man. When you got the Baptist parade, who got more bigger hat than them Baptist women, man? You know how much them hat costs? When you go to my old church there on Tony Darling Highway on top of the hill there, when you get a new car, you got to drive that car to the front door of the church so everybody could see we just got a what? A new car. Oh, hallelujah. We got a new car. And you stop in front of the door like it's a diplomat, and the husband come out the front door, walk around the car, go to the back door, open the back door for his wife, and then everybody parade out like there's Queen Elizabeth or Queen Victoria. That's how this work. And you tell me we ain't teensy? Don't miss and have a nice new house. You can invite everybody over to your house after church. We having a little dinner, or we having a birthday party, and we ain't teensy? When your backside go over to Florida or New York and go shopping, in your backside in Miami Airport, Fort Lauderdale Airport, you got a million bikes behind you. You ain't teensy? The only time teensiness is a problem in this country is when you ain't got no things. You're jealous, you're envious, you're spiteful, and you're hateful. Leave people and their things alone, man. Ain't nothing wrong with things. If you're not worshiping the things, it's okay to have things. God says, let me tell you what God says. If he give you one talent, he want you to make two. If he give you two talents, he want you to make five. If he give you five talents, he want you to make ten. Ain't nothing wrong with the talents. What is wrong is when you take your brother and your sister, like Judas, and you throw them under the bus for 30 pieces of silver. That's what y'all do. Just because you like the color gold or blue or red or black or whatever color you say you like, you are now prepared to throw everybody else who ain't wearing that color under the bus for 30 pieces of silver. The PLP say progress. You're looking for the progress. What have you done over the past 4.5 years? I look at your resume. If you have been doing, then that means that you are progressing. You may not be completed, but you're still moving. Just being real with you. If you say, we work for you. Oh, Jesus, help me now. You got to show me your works. You got to show me your works. You can't be working for water and sewage and BPL and Pike, or working for the civil service, or working for Atlantis, or working for Baba yesterday, and try to convince God, men at Rosebar today, that you're working for me, not friggin' me. You're working for you. Because yesterday you was working for you and your family, and today you're trying to convince me you're working for me? I never hire you. You hire yourself. You hired yourself. You and your party hired you. So don't try that you working for me. Show me your works that you did for me, because I ain't get nothing yet. I just being real. For you won't give me $100,000. How the hell you give me $100,000, you ain't give me a dollar yet? You ain't give me a dollar yet. I don't know who you give a dollar to. You got to come tell me and show me you're giving away something. I know you give us some generators. You might give us some food. There's some other things. But ain't none of that add up to 100,000 yet. You got to show me your resume where you have a job, you have a family, you're building your business, you're taking your community business from zero to $100,000, or from zero to $200,000, or from zero to $500,000, or from zero to $1 million. And then you know what I can say to you? If I give you an opportunity and you promise me that you can show me how to make $100,000, I could begin to believe you. Can't be broke like me and trying to convince me that you are going to give me $100,000 tomorrow. You don't even know what $100,000 look like. You have never in your lifetime ever had $100,000 in your bank account. So what $100,000 you can give away? Not you. Listen, I can be real with y'all. I don't know too many black people in this country who give $100,000. Not y'all. Y'all find it hard to give people $1,000. If I ask you for $100 right now, you start to stammer, oh Lord, but you know, things are a little tough right now. Now, what I have seen, and I want to commend all those Bahamian women, especially the women in this country. I have seen this. And I've gone to little places, you know, I go to little places. And I've seen where men, or I should say males, because some of y'all ain't no real man, standing there begging for dollar. And I've seen women, ladies, reaching their places and give you a dollar. I've seen that on a repeated basis. And I just want to thank God for the kind-hearted nature of many of the women in our society who are willing to try to trust and empower men. Because there is a spirit in this country that wants to defeat the spirit of being a man. And we need more women, more mothers, more sisters to encourage men to be the great people that they should be in order to govern and guard this Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I just want to thank you women profusely. Please. Accept my gratitude. As for the spirit of Judas, you people are prepared to go to the chief priests, go to Pilate, go to Caesar and tell them to deal with Garth Minard Roseboro because he ain't one of us. Throw me under the bus, not for $30 million. You want to throw me away for $30 or 20 pieces of silver. That's how you're all rolling. You're all evil, your heart is dark, and the devil himself ain't as bad as you. Some of y'all just awesomely bad. But I got to pray for y'all, because this spirit of politics in this country has gotten to a place where we are not building any longer. We're too busy tearing each other down and weakening the very foundation of this country, and in so doing, the aliens, the immigrants, the foreigners are coming in and taking control. You want to blame the government for illegal migration. You want to blame the government for illegal documentation. And you don't understand yet that we have never, at this particular day, caught any politician peddling or selling no passport. Prove it to me. Bring me the proof. Show me the court case. Show me where we have gone to the docket. And we have charged these individuals to put them into the Bahamas Correctional Center. Never happened. What we do have is you greedy Bahamian people who work in the civil service who just can't be satisfied with the paycheck what you're getting, and you're trying to make a way extra for yourself to become wealthy. So you're selling passports. You're selling all type of immigration documents. You're selling your birthright. These are the people who are the Judases and selling out the country. You're a civil servant and you ain't doing your job unless somebody give you 30 pieces of silver in order to expedite your paperwork. Those are the Judases of our country, the spirit of Judas. And we take that same spirit of Judas straight into the election cycle, straight into the polling division, straight into the polls. We vote, we vote, we vote as Judas to betray the people of this country. Y'all got to stop. Y'all got to stop. I know you're listening to me. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, toll free, 300-5720, or you text in at 422-4796. We're going to take this quick break. And we'll be right back again.
Together, until the 12th of never, our voice.
Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear her last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me, and I land up next to Cora.
No, ma, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back. This is Remark here on this beautiful Sunday, 96.9 FM here in Nassau, Bahamas. It's great to have you here with us, and I thank you all for tuning in. We're having a great conversation here today. I wish you could be involved as I continue to go ahead and share with you my views on the spirit of Judas. And the truth really be told, over the last, I would say, 30 years, we have not yet been able to identify when Judas shows up. The same way we could not identify when Judas showed up for the Last Supper and had a position and a situation where he had to perform in the last acts of Jesus Christ before his crucifixion. And what is also amazing to me is throughout the whole narrative of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this same Jesus was so impressive to me. I was just in total awe of who Jesus really was as a person, in so much that even in 2026, we are still worshiping the name of Jesus Christ. And here it is. After all of those miraculous works, after you then gone and paved the road, after you've already come into the community and feed those who were hungry, after you've already come into the constituency and paid hospital bills for cancer patients, after you've already come in and satisfied some of the mortgage or loan requirements to save a few homes or people in your community, after you've helped pay for some university and college school fees and scholarships, after you've done all these wonderful works, we come down to the election court and we bring that individual before the masses, before the crowd, before the rally of Decision 2026. And the question is asked, which of these would you prefer? Who is that one? Who is that Judas, the praised one? That special one. Huh? Who is that one that you want to save? Who is that one who will now enter into the halls of the House Assembly? Who is that one who may be the next potential cabinet minister? Who is that one that has a future pathway to the prime ministership of this great Commonwealth of the Bahamas? It's the one. Is it the one that has done everything for you? Or is it the other one who has been taking away from you, robbing you, pilfering you, devastating you, bringing anarchy to you, sleepless nights to you? Which one do you want? And the people in mass said, give us Barabbas. What was so amazing to me, it wasn't a crowd that said, some say, give us Jesus. Some say, give us Yahweh. Some say, give us Elohim. Some say, give us El Shaddai. Huh? Some say, give us Adonai. Some say, give us the Ayadai. So that's the I. You know what everybody was saying? Together in one accord, as if it was the upper room in the book of Acts chapter 4 or Acts chapter 2. You know what they said? Give us Barabbas. One accord. Give us Barabbas. And that is when the baby will say, you know what? That's when you got to go get the what? The scar tissue. That's when you got to vomit. You got to use the bathroom. You got to do all these things. Because why? You couldn't see this one coming. You know why? Because it's Judas who did it to you. These same people is Judas. You cannot rest assured based on these people. Now, let me say something to you. Let me show you how this all works so I can bring this to a positive note. Do you realize that before the crucifixion of Jesus, that Jesus himself had come to Jerusalem? He said, you know what? I must tarry in Jerusalem. That's his words. And when he went there, he went to the temple as it was his custom. And when he got there, he saw the money exchangers making his father's house into a den of thieves. I say in the house of God, I said. In the church. In the holy place. In the sanctuary. Den. It didn't say just a room full of them, you know. A whole den full of what? Thieves. These are the men of God. These are those who are sanctimonious. These are those who are called by all these titles. Oh, right reverend, right doctor, right bishop, archbishop, this lord, that lord, all kind of lord. That's y'all. And when he came in there, all he sees is a bunch of crooks. I just being straight. And we got plenty of crooks around here in the Bahamas who only in church to get crown land and be a crook. That's what they do. I'm asking you, I'm telling you these things. I hate on nobody. I'm just telling you the truth. We got plenty wolves in sheep clothing around here. I don't care what you tell me. I know that to be true. That's the truth. And when Jesus saw them, he couldn't take it. He said, you know what? I got to whip these people out of here. He didn't ask them. He didn't say, you know, in the name of my Father, I ask you to leave this place. He didn't say those things. This man turned into Bruce Lee and started kung fu mastering and kicking people out of the temple by himself, like how Elijah killed 1,000 prophets of Baal. Jesus was like Bruce Willis or like Chuck Norris or like Sylvester Stallone. Or like that white fella or them other fellas that was being them action movie, man. Steven Seagal. He kicking butt. And everybody had to leave. And the chief priest said, you know what? This fella can be a problem to our commerce. So the chief priest had to go to the government. I want you to listen to the story good. And let the government know we have a problem. And we're going to need you to help deal with this problem. That's how Jesus got before Pontius Pilate. Judas Iscariot, the one who was a zealot, the word is zealot, Z-E-A-L-O-T, zealot, one who hated the authority of the time. A zealot would be an Ephraim now who would hate the PLP. If the Ephraim was in power, a zealot would be a PLP who hate the Ephraim. A zealot would be a person rather than the PLP or Ephraim in, would be a COI who hate the two of them. That's how a zealot worked, the gangster system. And all Judas was doing was saying, you know what? You then go and piss off the chief priests. So Jesus, you know, we gotta fix this. And the chief priest said, now, Judas, we're going to pay you for your services. We're going to pay you to be a general. We're going to pay you to go on the ground and let the people them know that they got to get rid of this Jesus. By the time the church and the chief priests and Judas was finished with the crowds and masses of people who already had their eyesight restored, their hearing restored, their speech restored, raised the dead, feed them with two fish and five loaves of bread to feed 5,000, calm the hurricane, turn water into wine, all these things, walk on water and all. Jesus, Lord, help us. The time, politics, finish with you. Everybody on one accord, and that's why on election day, what you see people do. You see them walking into the poll in white shirt. They ain't wearing no pretty color shirt. They ain't wearing no blue shirt. They ain't wearing no red shirt. They ain't wearing no black shirt. All they doing is going to the poll. They ain't saying nothing. I talking to Haman today. They ain't saying nothing to you. You see them and you hear them. Hey, what you saying, girl? She look at you and just nod her head. Mm-hmm. Hey, my boy, what you saying? All they look at you, Yes, I. Everything cool. Huh? When you say Grammy, hey, mama, I know you got us. Yeah, honey, child, yeah, you got me. They ain't fighting with you today. They in their white shirt. They then know, like in one accord, I don't know how that is happening in the Bahamas. This one spirit, it is one voice in this country. One entity in this country that everyone can listen to at one particular time. So you know what? That is the person, that is the voice, that is the entity that we can listen to make this decision. I kid you not. If you don't believe me, let me prove it to you. In last election, how much people didn't vote? You got more people who ain't voting now than people who won't vote. Whereas the people who have voted, some of them is people who voted the last second. I kid you not. Them other said who ain't vote, they make up their mind long time they ain't voting. But there's a few people say, I ain't sure I can vote yet. And then they may decide to vote. Because they're listening to that one voice. They listen to that chief priest. That chief individual to say, you know what? Let me see what makes sense. And God help you. If they're listening to that one voice, the chief priest, when you go before the masses, which of these do you want? And the people say, what the chief priest say? Give us Barabbas. Y'all better find the chief priest. That's all I got to tell you. You better find the chief priest because the chief priest is going to run this conversation. I'm asking you this. I'm telling you. Your chairman ain't in charge. Your leader ain't in charge. Your MP ain't in charge. Your aspirants ain't in charge. Your generals are not in charge. There is a spirit and a voice that is in charge in this upcoming general election. And if the people are depending on that one voice, you better find that voice and pray to Jesus that that voice call your name. Because they don't call your name. They're coming in. Finger raised. If you ain't going to vote, coming to take you out. Finger in the ink. Showing the ID. You then say they got 2 ID and 3 ID and 4 ID. It don't matter. They come in to take you out. They go into the box. They mark the X. They come out. And you look at them. You smile. Hey, God, I know you got us. Hey, boy, I know you got us. Hey, mama, I know you got us. And all they say to you is, yeah, child, I got you. And when a behemoth tell you, yeah, I got you, you better believe they got their foot all the way up your rectum, all the way up to your esophagus. I asking you, and they going home, and when they hear you lose, you don't want to see the party what they going to have on you. They didn't take your rum. They didn't take your chicken. Huh? They didn't take your money. You didn't fix the roof like how Julian say. But my God, on the day, that night, they celebrating knowing, you know what? I show them. I get them. And you'll be surprised to know the people, tens of thousands of people who want to push their foot up your backside. I just being real. Folks, you're not going to hear any more real than this. Not on this Sunday. I got to take a break after. I got to let that soak in. Like how we let rum soak in to rum cake for Christmas. I got to get you drunk on this thing. So you politicians, I hope you're listening. You leaders, I hope you're listening. You chairmen, I hope you're listening. Because God rose while we're trying to tell you something. They got one size 14 shoe. They will push way up your backside. You better be careful. You better pray and ask God to make you victorious. I'll be right back after this break.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texan.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We are back. This is Remark here on Sunday, your favorite Sunday show here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am Garth Minard Roseboro. We're just wrapping this up, the spirit of Judas. It's not a light conversation. It's not one to make you happy. You may say, oh, that miserable Garth Roseboro, I can't stand him. It's okay. I've already come to the point where I understand that truth is not always welcomed. I also understand that I am not going to be here at Guardian Radio forever. I'm not trying to be here forever. What I'm trying to do is to open the understanding to as many people as I possibly could while I am here. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. But what is promised is that if you do your part, you will open doors and windows and avenues of opportunity for those who come behind you, which I have done. I have welcomed people to my table, not because I was instructed to do so, but because my heart told me that I should do so. You have met people around me, the people of Gabby, McKenzie, Enius. You have met Precious Morley and Kira Morley. You've met Darwin Russell. You've met Kyle Dean. You've met Senator Ruben Raming. They're all my friends. And I've asked all of them to sit with me for an opportunity to speak to the Maimi people, because I do understand within myself that I am not sufficient enough to match your brain, your brawn, your intellect, or even your likings. Many of you may disagree with me from time to time, and that is okay. That is what a matured conversation is really and truly all about. But the one thing that I do promise to you this day, I have never, ever come and sat here with the spirit of Judas in my heart toward you. I do believe that there is a better way to build our country. I do believe that there is a measure of political involvement that has an honest bone in it to where you and I can coexist in a spirit of peace. I do appreciate that your talent, your knowledge, your ability, and all that you have as resources can have a building infrastructure that will build an altar of praise to an almighty God. I believe these things, and I live by these things. We have 3 more weeks to go. The decision will be made. Will we choose the savior of our country, or will we simply choose the thief and the robber? We got to decide, do we have the spirit of Judas, or do we have the spirit of love? I do believe from this point on that I have encouraged some of you to open your mind to participating in this upcoming general election and to vote by your heart and the inspiration of something greater than you. Tomorrow, I will be on the air, Guardian Radio Today, from 2 to 4 p.m. to share with you an interview, first of all, and then we're going to break down some more political conversations that I did not get involved in today, so that I can help you to decide as to which way we vote in order to bring greater, 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 as opposed to lesser, lesser, lesser. Good day, they say. And it scars the next press secretary. Boy, he like popular people named calling. Well, what the hell? I call the good people's name because you're good people. And I love you all. Listen to me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. We got to tell this message to the entire world that the Bahamas, that we are soldiers in a war against poverty. We are all about prosperity. We're all about building up. We're all about letting them know that our God, the great I Am, is a Bahamian first. Listen, folks, it's been a great conversation. Remark, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Stay tuned. I'll see you tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Guardian Radio Today. Take care until then. God bless.
Don't you remember I told you I'm a soldier in the war.